So as part of the Woodford Festival, I've come down to the London Glider to see Rochelle, Peter and John make some homemade cider. So how was it you got into it?
We just noticed a load of apple trees around and about. Nobody seemed to do anything with them. So they just sit there and fall off and become a problem. And we just thought, this is a waste and we can do something with it.
And how did you come up with the name, the London Glider?
Well, it's a kind of rhyming slang. We don't know if it's official rhyming slang, but people have been heard to order a pint of glider, please, mate. So we just nicked that and thought it was an amusing name.
And I noticed on some of the bottles it says Clickety Click 66. What's that about?
Well, it's just, you know, it's the old bingo call of 66, and cider is 6.6%. So that's where the Clickety Click came from. You know, we're just thinking of some sort of witty name.
So if any of our patients are listening and they've got apples perhaps in their garden that they want to donate, how would they get in touch with you? How would they go about doing that?
If they contacted us on that email address, then we can come round and see them and we'll pick their apples. We'll gladly pick their apples.
Can you just remind us of the email address?
Yes, it's thelondonglider@gmail.com.
So if someone wanted to get into cider making, is it easy to go about doing?
Yeah, very. Yeah, you just need to follow a few simple rules and do some reading. You can get most of the information off the internet. And if you follow the rules, you'll get a good result.
And do you sell your cider at all? If our listeners wanted to sample some local cider, could they?
Yeah, we've been selling it last year's batch, Loughton Farmers Market. But we only made about 300 litres last year. This year we're probably getting near up to or close to 4,000 litres, and so we'll be trying to sell it in not just farmers markets but in local pubs and wine bars, beer festivals, that sort of thing. So yeah, just look out for the name, I guess. You know, if you know a good sort of free house pub near you, then we'll probably be approaching them.
So I've just actually seen you demonstrate how you get the juice from the apples. Can you tell us a bit about the machines that you use?
Well, we've got two types of cider press. One's called a spindle press and the other one is called a rack and cloth press. And they both use cloths to squeeze the juice out of the apple pomace. And the pomace is something you get from your scratter. And the scratter is basically a glorified garden shredder which turns apples into pulp.
What happens once you've got the apple juice out of the apples?
Okay, well, once you've got the apple juice, you have to measure the gravity, which tells you how much sugar is in the apple juice. And that will tell you, once it's fermented, how much alcohol it's likely to turn into. And so we decide what alcohol strength we want the cider to be. And if the natural juice is going to be lower than that, then we would add sugar and use a formula to work out how much sugar to add to bring it up to the strength of alcohol that you want. And so after the fermentation is finished, you take the cider and you what's called rack it, which basically means just taking the cider out of the old barrels and put them in new barrels so you don't get the old yeast cells, and you leave it over the winter. And then round about sort of March, April, you taste the product and you blend it. You'll have a number of different barrels, all the cider will taste slightly different, and decide on how you want it to taste, and you mix it up together and bottle it or put it in, you know, big wine boxes and sell it or drink it.
And so the apples that you use, is it just one kind of apple or is it all sorts of apples?
Oh, it's all sorts of apples. It's whatever's grown in the local neighbourhood. So we've had cookers and we've had just grabs. Ordinary... We've had crab apples. We've had red apples, you know, green apples, everything that you can imagine. And the good thing about it is that once we've got involved and we've taken the apples, nothing's wasted, because once the process is finished, there is an amount of pulp that's left, and that gets given to a sheep farmer up in Abridge, and he feeds his sheep.
And we hope the scheme gives everyone something for nothing, really, so the people who've got the spare apples don't have to take them down the dump, and we get to make cider from them, which we get to sell, and Sheepy David in Abridge gets his sheep fed. So yeah, it works well.
How many apples would you say you get through? I mean, do you have a rough number or perhaps a weight that you use?
Well, this year, I mean, we're generally getting about 60% juice from our apples. So if you think we're going to make, say, 4,000 litres this year, we probably will have ended up picking, you know, around about 7 tonnes of apples over the course of the last 5 or 6 weeks. That's a lot of apples that would otherwise have been wasted.
So quite a party then.
Oh, yes.
And can you just remind our listeners once again, if they wanted to get in contact about donating some apples, maybe if they want to buy some of the cider, how can they do that?
Well, if they email us at thelondonglider@gmail.com, we will let them know where we're selling it and we can have a conversation and we'll come round and we'll pick their apples.